he definitely made my day, because that is a piece of legislation that's so critical to the institutions of higher education, Florida, Florida State, and USF. And ultimately, there'll be others join that group as they, you know, raise their number in the Carnegie categories. But, you know, this is good for the students who are at those institutions, and there's no question in my mind that the, you know, it'll help our institutions really contribute also to the economy and the other kinds of quality of life in this state.
Last month, Governor Chris said he was taken aback by the intense lobbying efforts by the three universities, saying, "I've been lobbied on issues before, but this is ridiculous." And he remained steadfast that he would not veto the bill raising tuition at the three big state universities. But in the past few weeks, Chris, who continues to enjoy public approval ratings in the 70s, has been hammered in some newspaper editorials for not appearing to want to fund higher education in the state. University of Central Florida professor Aubrey Jewett attributes Chris's conversion to two factors. One would be being perhaps on the losing side of public opinion, and two, getting an education, as it were, from the university presidents.
Higher education has really gotten the short shrift over the last 8 years or so. K through 12, and I have four kids who are school age, so I'm glad that K through 12 has been getting a lot more money, but it's to some degree been at the expense of higher education, which has not really gotten very much more money. And it's really critical for a state like Florida to have, and I'm a university professor, so I do have a self-interest in this, but I do think it's critical for Florida to have a top-notch university system.
The revenue, over $20 million for each college by 2010, will allow the universities to improve their crowded bachelor's degree programs by hiring additional professors and academic counselors. When saying he would veto the tuition hikes, Governor Chris said he was looking out for the students and what they could or could not afford. But St. Petersburg Representative Bill Heller, who has worked in higher education most of his adult life, said by raising tuition, the governor is also helping out the students, especially in the coming years.
It assures them that they have the professors in front of them that are high quality. It assures them that they have smaller class sizes and a lot of the other kind of resources. So, you know, I think the leaders of our institutions, TK and Bernie and Judy made a good case, and are in a case based on all the right factors.
Chris's about-face comes after he previously vetoed a 5% tuition hike to all 11 universities in the state system. After that happened, Florida State University President TK Weatherall said FSU would impose a cap on student enrollment. Chris said on Wednesday he was hoping to avoid those steps at the state's top research schools. University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett, whose school was one of the 11 that failed to get that tuition hike, said increased tuition is imperative for the universities to thrive in the coming years.
So right now, for this upcoming year, UCF and most of the universities around the state are really going to be in a tremendous financial crunch, because we did not get money out of direct appropriations to cover the growth in students, and now we're not going to get additional tuition money. And so many universities are considering putting a freeze on incoming freshmen, because they're not going to be able to afford to teach them, basically. We don't have classroom spaces, we don't have professors, and we don't have any money to hire.